And yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to WTHB 1550 AM, The Voice, which is indeed radio for the mind and the soul. You know, I want to remind you of the announcement that you heard about the back-to-school bash that will be taking place at May Park, 622 4th Street in Augusta, August 3rd. Ladies and gentlemen, you really should be there. August the 3rd, Monday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., haircuts, getting the ladies' hair looking good, the young men's hair looking good, stuff for school, and stuff, information about school. Some of you may have heard the conversation that I had with my good friend from Virginia College, and I tell you what, they have some good things going on at Virginia College, another college that you can consider for your higher education, to help move you further along in life. They're going to have some of their representatives out there to talk with you, answer your questions, give you some information that you may not have thought to ask about. All of it Monday, August 3rd from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at May Park, 622 4th Street, just across from 401. All right, Monday coming, July 27th. Luke Visconti, co-founder of that publication I've told you all about a number of times, Diversity Inc. They're online, and they do have it in print. This is one awesome publication that covers diversity. I mean awesome. They let us know what is good happening for women of color in particular, people of color in general. When I say of color, I mean of color, not just black, but black, Hispanic, Asian, people of color. They let us know what's happening with corporations so that we see what's happening in the corporate world that's really making life better for all people, white people, black people, Hispanics, Native Americans, younger, older people. They talk about this issue that focuses on the age groups. How are the young people doing on the work site? In fact, the information that you heard me share with you yesterday about the young workers being less engaged on the work site, as I mentioned yesterday, that information came from Diversity Inc. Well, Luke Visconti, co-founder of Diversity Inc. and the man who's leading the charge there now, will be my guest at 1 o'clock. He wasn't able to be with me live because due to his schedule, but we pre-recorded it. And I guarantee you are going to love what you hear this man say. An excellent, excellent man. He will be my guest at 1 o'clock, Monday the 27th. And then Tuesday the 28th, Nancy Szczesinski, who coordinates the 211 calls at the United Way of the CSRA. Some of you may have been able to take advantage of that number before, 211. That is a referral number. You call 211 and they can give you all kinds of information about how to reach various services, various agencies that might be able to provide the type of service you need. She's going to be talking with us this coming Tuesday, the 28th at 1 o'clock. So make sure you're here for that as well. Jake Oglesby, Executive Director of the Augusta Housing Authority, will be with me next week, as will Jack Padgett, to talk with us about the Optimist Club, another organization that is doing a lot for the young people. So be sure to join me next week. And as always, we will have the schedule of guests and topics up sometime this weekend so that, you know, you don't have to try to commit all this to memory. We'll also be bringing up all of the rest of those segments, those remaining segments of the conversation that Tara Stallings and Cornell Harris, a.k.a. RG, and Joe Ray Jenkins and I had regarding how men and women can build their relationships. So be sure to listen out for that. In fact, I hope to have all that. I'm thinking that we'll have all of that online by the middle of next week. And that way you can go up there and hear all of those. And we'll have various interviews online so that you can not only hear again what you may have heard, but you may be able to hear something that you may have missed because you weren't able to be with us at that point. And as soon as I get this video recording right, you'll get a chance to get a good look at the faces of the people who are joining me here in the studio as well. So stay tuned for more of that. Now, what are some of the things that lead to unfaithfulness? Lack of commitment. Here's another one, though. The pleasure of engaging in forbidden activities. Let me say that again. I want you to really grasp that. The pleasure of engaging in forbidden activities. Ladies and gentlemen, part of the reason that some people deal drugs is because of the excitement of doing something they know they're not supposed to be doing. Why? Well, thrill seekers. You have people who seek thrills in different ways. Some people want to seek their thrills by parachuting out of a plane. Some people want to seek their thrills by bungee jumping. Some people seek thrills by skiing, whether it's jet skiing or snow skiing. Some people seek thrills by dealing drugs. Some people seek thrills by committing adultery. All those groups I just mentioned, the people get similar highs, similar experiences of excitement by doing something that's risky. Can I do this and get away with it? Can I figure out a way to pull this off? Can I arrange this meeting? The pleasure of engaging in forbidden activities, excitement of the rendezvous, seeing if they can get away with it. And if so, how long? Just how long can we get away with this? Then some people find themselves involved in unfaithfulness because of a search for relief when the home environment is bad. Now, don't get me wrong. What I'm sharing now does not justify the behavior, but it does help explain the behavior. Some people are searching for relief when the home environment is messed up. As I've shared with you before, especially as we move into greater and greater chaos in the world, more and more stress on the jobs, more and more stress on the streets as we're driving back and forth. More and more stress leads to a greater need for relief. And when we can't find it at home, most people are going to look for it elsewhere. Some people try to find that relief through adultery. Sometimes that relief comes as a response to either disrespect of one spouse for the other or mutual disrespect, animosity towards one another, or animosity from one to the other. I know some people say it takes two to tango, and they like to say that, you know, anytime there's a conflict, both people are the cause. That's not true. Sometimes when conflict is caused, is prevalent, both people led to it, contributed to it. But very often when there's conflict, one person caused it. Very often. I'm not saying always, but very, very often that bully who beat up the fifth person in 3 weeks, that bully caused that conflict. That bully caused that problem. Those people tried to fight back once he jumped on them, but they just weren't strong enough to defend themselves, and he ended up hurting them. That fight was a conflict, but the bully started it, not both of them. Search for relief can come about when there's a lack of affection, no true bond between the two. When I begin to talk about the significance of fidelity next week, I'm going to talk about that bond. That bond is significant, ladies and gentlemen. So I do want you to be listening in for that as I talk about that bond, where it comes from, and its significance. Well, this has been The Significance of Fidelity. And when we come back at the 2 o'clock hour, we'll take a look at just some various topics, including laughter. Is it really good for our health? I'll be back. Oh, perfect wedding song. Love of my life. Dollar Day.